Gail Wilson from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm reporting from the Aid for Trade Policy Dialogue at the OECD in Paris. I have with me Carlos Braga, who is Professor of International Political Economy at IMD. Professor Braga, recent evidence paints a positive picture of the impact of aid for trade, but we also know that there are a wide range of constraints. Can you reflect on some of the constraints that hinder the ability of aid for trade to impact positively on development outcomes?
Well, since the start of the interventions associated with the Aid for Trade program that was adopted at the Hong Kong Ministerial in 2005, we have seen a significant increase in investments and concessional loans in areas related to trade in the context of the Aid for Trade initiative. So these are the good news. The bad news is that, of course, in terms of the trade agenda, if you are going to look what are the binding constraints, you often have to look beyond the kind of complementary policies that go well beyond trade policies. So in reality, it's not that much the question of the trade regimes anymore in most countries, although there are still exceptions. But in most countries, the trade regime has significantly liberalized, and in this context, you have a relatively good environment to benefit from trade. But the problem then are issues that are issues of development, are issues associated with infrastructure, are issues associated with governance, are issues associated with the software, meaning the institutions and the capacity to deliver the services associated with trade engagements. So it's a complex process. One size does not fit all. You have to look at the specifics of each country, then to identify what are the binding constraints. If you are, for instance, a landlocked economy, probably is going to be in the area of infrastructure that you are going to see a major priority. If you are a small and vulnerable economy, typically a small island, issues like access to electricity hang high, again, an issue of infrastructure. But often you're going to see also issues of governance, particularly in commodity exporters, where governance issues are often very critical because of the possibility of tapping into the rents associated with commodity exploitation. So how to deal with corruption, how to deal with bureaucracy then becomes a major, major issue in terms of binding constraints. In the end, we have all to remember that in order for countries to benefit from trade, it's not only a question of exporting. It's a question of the overall trade regime. It's a question of openness. In order to be a successful exporting country, you have also to be an open economy.